And welcome to Shits and Gigs. We have our first guest,
woo!
Ava.
What's up, guys?
Ava and I have been drinking wine and watching The Bachelor.
Facts.
And we figured we'd make a podcast because we've known each other since we were 6 years old, I think.
Probably 6 years old.
And, you know, we used to be mermaids in the pool together. We got lots of good stories. We used to make commercials. And life is good. So we figure we would talk about the wine we drank and boob jobs. Because...
Cheers to that.
Cheers to Ava. Ava's a baller. And we're going to do a product review on not only wine, but also a product review on boob jobs. So, Ava...
First, I'd like to talk about the wine that I'm drinking. Very good. Very nice peach barefoot.
Smooth.
Very smooth. Goes down really smooth.
I mixed my peach barefoot with some cab sav and did a nice little cocktail of wine. So we're feeling
groovy.
Oh my god, we both. Holy shit. Okay, let's get right into the real product review. Boob jobs. Ava,
ladies,
take it away.
Ladies, or men, whoever.
Or men, you never know.
You never know. Or they, she, he, she, I don't know.
They, there.
But if anyone's looking to get a boob job, don't be scared. If I can do it, we can all do it. And you just find the right surgeon. You find the person who you feel the most comfortable with, who's got a good price if you need that. And
if you're looking for that deal,
if you're looking for that good deal, my doctor, Dr. Z, has a $750 breast augmentation off right now. And the silicone implants or gel are free of charge. It's just the anesthesia you got to pay for. But so shout out to Dr. Z. Follow HC Plastic Surgery. Really good people. Kind of a DILF doctor.
Tell us about the, well, what did you expect? And then what was it really like?
So one of the things I didn't know about the boob job, damn, I feel faint. One of the things I didn't know about the boob job was when you get them done that they don't look how they're supposed to look for the next like 3 months until after you get it. So like the girls who, or men, the people who go out and get boob jobs and think that like you can just wear a crop top after a week.
Oh yeah.
You're
popping.
Y'all got some stuff coming to you. Because you gotta wear this bra for at least 2 months. I smelt
same bra.
Unless you wanna pay $80. Those things are expensive. The surgery bras. Because I was gonna buy another one because I was like, I have to wash this one, but I didn't wanna like not wear it for that long of a time. Because like they hold them in place.
Oh,
so
God.
it's gonna pop out or anything, but
it's a cast for your boobs.
Yeah, it's a cast.
For and the like, ladies.
Literally. So like I wanted to like get a second one so I could alternate washing stuff. Because the first one, I'm not gonna lie, I didn't wash it for a long time. Like, and then I finally was like, I have to because my deodorant stains got all under it. And I was like, this is not cute.
The cast was stained.
And going out, y'all, I had to wear like a t-shirt. I looked like a fucking no.
So did you have like two balloons basically before they like settled?
Well, I didn't go out for at least like the first month because like I looked really whack. Like they look because they're really high on your chest. Like they look weird.
Your breast is
yeah, they look whack. And they're like squarey, they're not in a circle yet.
Oh.
It's very, very different. And first week was not a great recovery.
Wait, so were you scared, like, when you first saw them, you were like, holy shit, I look like a Playboy bunny?
Well, when I first saw them, I thought I got botched. Like, it didn't even look like a Playboy bunny. It looked like someone just found something and shoved it in there.
Just boobs filled with Legos.
But I knew they were gonna look weird at first. Yeah. I knew they weren't gonna look perfect at first, but I just thought after the first week or two when you heal, I thought they'd be done healing.
Yeah.
Which, like, they're not. You have to do your exercises and stuff to get them, like, the way you want. You have to take, like, your medication and all that to make sure they're not, like, rock hard or something.
Wait, exercises?
Yeah.
You have to exercise your boobs?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
How was that? Strenuous?
It didn't really hurt, but the first few times felt weird. It just, like, you just have to, like, the doctor gave me, like, a few ones. And the one that I thought was funny, that my friends thought were really funny, was there's this one where you have to, like, push your body up against the door. So you hold it here and you go like this.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Wow, that's probably...
But it looked really weird at first because they're so high.
Yeah.
So you really feel it. Like, it... Wait, it really is an exercise.
Did that hurt, though?
It wasn't. It was uncomfortable. But I wouldn't say that I was in pain when I did it. And if I was, like, I could just stop if I wanted to. I could still just tell them, yeah, I did my exercises.
Right.
But you really need to, because that's what helps put, like, drop them.
So if you did zero exercises, you would still have your botched boobs?
I wouldn't have them botched, but if you just don't do exercises, like... like, the...
Ratchet tits.
Like... They probably wouldn't really... I probably still would be in the phase of dropping, because some girls' boobs don't drop for, like, literally, like, 6 months. Like, sometimes you just get unlucky.
Oh,
because they're... Because it's foreign to your body. Your body's like, what the hell is this? And it sits in there. So you have to, like, push... You know, you have to, like, get it down. And, like, that's what the bra does, too. There's a strap, and the strap puts pressure on it. So it makes your body know, hey, these need to go here, not stay here.
Wait, but wouldn't you think that, like, in the beginning, you kind of liked that they were up so high? Like, it was so different than... Before?
Not really. Like, they didn't look like boobs when I first got them done. That's not what they look like. Like, it's kind of like, and it's really weird looking at yourself, and that's not you.
Yeah.
Like, you've never looked like that.
Did you ever, like, wake up in the morning and go in the mirror, like, go in the shower, and you're like, oh my god, who the hell is this?
Well, in the shower, it was weird because for, like, the first 2 weeks, you can't put your arms above your head. So, like, you have to, like, I had to have my mom help me with my first shower, and then the other showers, like, it almost feels like, it literally feels like I was, like, getting my life back. Like, there was, like, a day where I was, like, I showered by myself.
Rehab.
Like, seriously.
Oh, my
God. It was just weird.
Shit.
But.
That's nuts. So, when the bra started smelling bad, you were, like,
oh, I had to wash it. I had to wash it. I mean, I would still shower.
Yeah, yeah.
It just, the bra, I had to, like, wash a lot, which sucked because, like, that was the most supportive one I had.
Yeah.
But they tell you, like, you can wear, like, a sports bra that holds them. That way, like, when you do... like, want to wash that, you can just do that. Like, it's not going to ruin it if you're, like, 2 hours not without it.
Wait, okay, that's a good question. Did you have to buy a lot of new stuff?
No, all my stuff worked out. All my small tops still fit.
Damn.
It really just depends on the size you get, and, like, a lot of my tops are stretchy, like, they're from, like, PacSun and
so,
like,
so it worked out.
They worked out really well, but a lot of my swim tops and bras, no, don't fit.
Damn.
But besides that, like, it's not, like, I thought I was gonna have to go shopping and buy a bunch of stuff, but I really don't. Like, almost all of my tops fit, except, like, maybe one.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Okay, so since this podcast is so legit, we're gonna take an ad break real quick, because we're out here on the Shits and Gigs podcast. Okay, ad break. Hold up. We're back. Okay, back to the boob job. Last question I have is the pain. Was it worth it, number one? And if it was, or even if it wasn't, how bad was the pain after you got the boob job?
Okay, well, I'm not, like, the best with pain, but I'm, like, pretty good at, like, some stuff, but they did give me, like, oxycodone and stuff like that to...
Oh, she got the drugs.
But the girl got a sensitive stomach, so I had to switch to Tylenol on day two, because I was getting real sick, which really sucked, because Tylenol for a surgery recovery kind of fucking sucks.
Yeah, it doesn't really help much, yeah.
But, besides that, I mean, like... It's only 1 week, but the first, like, 3 days were horrible because, like, the antibiotics, I couldn't eat anything. Like, I wasn't hungry. Like, I didn't go to the bathroom for, like, a week.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Like, that's what, like, because after, like, the surgery, like, that happens. Like, you don't, and then, like, you're supposed to walk around to, like, avoid blood clots. I didn't do that. I literally didn't do that.
So you could have clots all up in there. You
I could have. And then, like, when you leave, because right before surgery, they give you the stockings.
Yeah, yeah.
You have to wear these stockings to avoid
blood clots. Oh, for, like, blood flow.
And I had to wear it for 2 days after I got my surgery.
Oh, my God.
So, but, like, thankfully, like, after the anesthesia, I kind of forgot I had them on. Because if I would have known I would have had them on the whole time, I probably would have been really annoyed.
Yeah,
and
probably
taken them off early.
Right.
But after the right when I got back from surgery, I had to take off the strap that, like, pushes your boobs down, because that was
unbearable.
Oh, but God. The doctor said I had a good recovery, but
I was like in a lot of pain for a little bit. If I would have known how painful it was before I got it, I don't know if I would have got it.
Ooh, ladies, do you hear that?
But it's only like a week of pain or like 3 days. And like, if you don't have a sensitive stomach, like if I would have been able to take the oxycodone more, yeah, like maybe I would have like said different.
That's true. I guess if you had the hard drugs, maybe yeah, you would have been better off.
Yeah.
Damn. So if you were to go back in time, would you have gotten it? Purely because of the pain. Like, obviously they look great. They're not botched anymore. But like, just purely the pain of after. She's hesitating.
I probably would. I would do it again just because like, it was only like 5 days. And like, I like the way they look. It wasn't that long of like a resting time. Like, I got to like be able to do stuff again like within the next week.
Right, right.
I literally just missed like syllabus week.
Yeah. The thing I like about them is they look natural. Like, I feel like girls get their boobs done and they look like, like we said, like Playboy bunnies. Yeah. Which is like ridiculous. Well, but yours look natural.
If you like go to like, if you talk to your doctor about like, cause what I did is like, I already had a size that I wanted in my head.
Yeah.
And, like, I didn't go to like the doctor that's as expensive. Like, cause you can go to the doctors that are really expensive that have virtual reality where they can show you what the implant looks like in your body before you get it.
Oh.
But like, that's talking like probably like 10 grand. Like,
yeah, yeah.
People. Or honestly, right, maybe there's some good prices out there. I really,
right,
I only looked really in my area, right, for like, right, doctors. But
damn.
For him, he basically just told me like, he gave me like a range of what we were gonna do. And then like, when I, before I went in, like I got to decide ultimately like what I wanted.
Right.
But like, the doctor told me like, since I got like saline instead of silicone and you fill it up, it's not like an already ready implant to go in. He just said that like, as long, like when he goes in there, he'll decide what looks best. But like, I get to choose the range. So like, my range was like 350 to like 380 or something like that. And he ended up doing like whatever like size.
Right.
Like,
yeah. Fit best or whatever.
Yeah. But whatever one like, damn, fit my body best. But like, that's how like he did it. And I'm sure like that's how a bunch of other doctors can do it too. But
yeah,
if you want to know exactly what you're getting, I mean, you can say
you
that
can
too. Like, I could have been like, I want 350 and that's it.
Yeah, end of story.
Like, okay. He wouldn't get to go in there and, you know, decide what he wants,
yeah,
to do.
Yeah, right. Damn. No, because when I first, like, when you said you got a boob job, I was like, oh my god, these are gonna look like huge. Like, I honestly thought, I was like,
yeah,
oh, here we go, we're going to the beach, like,
yeah,
can't wait to see them. But when you took your shirt off and had your bikini on, I was like, the fuck, what, those, like, oh my god.
That's,
I was
like, my like, biggest fear is to get them too big, and then,
yeah,
I look like, because I still have to see people's parents. It's like, I don't want to,
yeah,
see your dad.
Right, and just be
like,
oh, hey.
Literally, like, look crazy.
Hi, dad. Yeah.
Like, I mean, some people, like, you know, and like, he did it more towards like my body type was,
right,
like, the
right,
whole point, which is what I wanted.
Right.
Like, I don't want massive tits. I mean,
yeah,
some people go ahead,
yeah,
and,
yeah,
do that kind of
some
thing.
Some people,
like,
won't say names.
But like, which in some people, it looks good on them.
Yeah.
Like, go off.
Yeah.
Like, they have the body for
pop
it.
Off, girl.
For real. But like, for me, like, girl.
No,
it's gotta,
like,
be like,
they look so good, and they look natural too, which is so nice.
Thanks.
Damn, can you believe we used to be 6 years old, playing in the sand, and
hopping,
now we're talking
over the
about
fence.
Now we're drinking wine and talking about freaking boob jobs.
Literally, when your dad came and poured me a glass of wine earlier, I was like, where am I?
Like,
I was
this, like, used to be apple juice.
Like, I was like, what's going on? Like,
this used to be apple juice and Pop Tarts.
Well,
you don't like Pop Tarts.
I like Pop Tarts.
Yeah.
Well, I like Pop Tarts. I just didn't like the ones with like the, like the blueberry ones.
Oh,
and
yeah,
stuff.
The fruity
s'mores
ones.
Or the cinnamon, the brown sugar cinnamon.
Yes,
oh,
baby.
My God. With the frosting. The ones,
oh,
without,
my God.
I mean, whoa.
Not the fruity ones, those healthy ones.
Yeah,
no good.
Not the move. I knew you guys were healthy back then too, so I was like, I hate Pop Tarts.
Screw the Pop Tarts. Oh my god. We went from Pop Tarts to boob jobs, damn.
For real. But anyway, guys, I don't know if you've heard, but Kelly just got a job with Gallo Winery.
Hey, yo! I'm gonna be, yeah, we're drinking Gallo wine right now, so heyo. Hopefully, I get lots of discounts. That'll be sweet. And, yeah, I'm excited to find out where I move to because I don't know yet, so
we shall see.
Wide range.
Wide, yeah.
Wide
south,
range.
Southeast. Region, so we will find out. But yeah, maybe next podcast I make will be in a new state.
Who knows?
Never know. Damn. But yeah, Ava, thanks for being my first
You're
guest.
You're welcome. This is exciting. I feel like
you're famous. Oh yeah. We're gonna make all kinds of money and get all kinds of views and people asking about boobs. It's gonna be awesome.
Damn, guys, if y'all have any questions, let me know.
Yeah, let us know. We can hook you up with the boob doctor.
We really can. Dr. Z is a plug of mine.
Yeah, so men, women.
Men or women.
You want a boob job? Message us.
Holla at you, girls.
We shall help you. Okay, signing out for tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
One last clink.
Yeah, cheers. All right, see ya.